the sunshine. Now, my guest today, he and I did do a walk once, which was a bit further than the ones he normally does. I've got with me this morning, Roy Sylvester. Good afternoon, Roy.
Good afternoon, David. Did you enjoy the walk?
What, from the cathedral to your garden?
Yeah.
I know, but it was 15 miles, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but it was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know, it was a long way that day. Now, we've got you in today because of the well-being walks.
Yes.
Just explain to people, what are well-being walks?
Well, well-being walks are run by the Lincolnshire Co-op. And it's basically a walk of 30 minutes to an hour and a half, gentle stroll, get people talking, get involved. It's good for your well-being, as it says. You know, lowers blood pressure and can help with confidence and keeping fit.
So how often, I mean, how often do you run a walk then? I mean, how often are you persuading people to walk for between 30 minutes and 90 minutes?
Well, in rugby, we do it every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. But there are some that are twice a month, some even monthly. But there's quite a few around Lincoln that you can...
So not only rugby, I mean, this isn't just a rugby thing, this is the whole county, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Lincolnshire Co-op, and it ranges Boston, East Lindsay, Newark, Northcast Stephen, South Holland, West Lindsay. There's quite a few, and you know, there'll be walks going on virtually every day.
So how did you get involved then with the walks? I mean, I know you and I did do the Stephen Langton walk, and you've done it a couple of times since, but I mean, how did you get involved with organising the rugby walks?
Well, it started really... somebody put on the rugby forum that, asking if there was any walks done. There's nothing official, so I thought, well, if we get to know you walk, sort of a 2 mile round trip so people could meet, and it started off like that, really. Then I was approached by the co-op to see if I would do their training and walk under the co-op guidance, which I did. And this year we started doing it, run with a co-op and a firm called Magna Vitae, which is in Laos. So they...
So what did you have to do to try? I mean, I can put left leg in front of right leg in front of left leg to walk. What do you have to do to train to be a walker? Are you teaching people how to walk or what? You know?
No, it's very informal. It's sort of turn up every discussion, really about problems that can arise, signs to look for, you know, keep people involved. Silly things like, you know, a group crossing the road. You know, it's all right when you step off the curb and try and beat the traffic, but if you've got a few people, then make sure everybody's together and generally look after them. And, of course, the co-op in their wisdom insure me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
In, you know, if I take somebody down a dead end and they fall off the edge of the cliff, well, at least I'm insured.
So do you have a nice yellow jacket that you wear?
I do, yes. Yes, it says co-op on it, and walk leader on the back. So turn up in Rugby Marketplace, 1 o'clock Wednesdays, and look for the guy in a bright yellow jacket.
And, I mean, do you have to register to do it? I mean, what's the cost involved?
You do have to register as such. The first time you come for a walk, then you'll be asked to sign a first walker's form. After that, you can join any walk in the Lincoln Co-op area and just turn up whenever and wherever you like. There is no charge at all. It's all free, and nearly all walks end at a cafe or a hostelry, so that's about the only charge.
That's the incentive, is it? To get for a cup of tea and a cake or maybe something a bit stronger.
Yeah, that's it. And of course, people get chatting. There's a couple of ladies on my group didn't know each other when first got there, and how they just chatter all the way around over a coffee and cake and just love it.
Now, do you, I mean, if you're walking, do you do the same route each time, or have you got a number of hidden little trails around Rugby?
There's not that many, to be honest. But we do go off-road on public footpaths. So we do get a bit of a variation.
4x4 walking, that sounds good.
That's it. And, of course, to double up on your walks, just go the other way round. So in Rugby, there's probably 3 or 4 walks that you can do in a circle. I know I did it with you sort of there and back, but I do hate going somewhere and turning round and coming back. So if you can walk in a circle, it makes it a bit
better.
That was
a long day that day.
It would have been a long circle.
It would have been, wouldn't it? Now, before we talk about the walks, you've asked for a particular piece of music for a young lady.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about this?
Well, yeah, Mrs. S. hopes she's listening at home. And,
I doubt it. She's probably playing with her dogs, isn't she?
No. She likes listening to David Harding Price.
Oh,
thought I'd say that. But this is just for her. It's Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
And Just the Way You Are. I played that for Alison Sylvester, who is listening intently, so her husband tells me, because he sat opposite me. Now, Roy, we've talked about the walks. I mean, I'm assuming if people got children, dogs, can they bring these along?
Yeah, certainly. Well-behaved dogs and children, probably. but dogs on lead, please. But they are allowed, the dogs, it is really discretionary with the walk leader. But I take our dog and just keep him on a lead, keep him safe, and then everybody's happy. And of course, with the weather that it's been over the last few weeks, any sensible dog owner or responsible dog owner would be reluctant to take a dog out in that temperature.
Do you carry sort of like an emergency, as the leader, emergency bottle of water and things like this?
Yeah, I've always got a bottle of water with me and that sort of thing. And over the last few weeks, it has been a must. But wear sensible shoes, walking shoes.
I was going to say, the kit's the other thing. What do you need to do it? Because, I mean, you say sensible shoes, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've seen people, you know, say, well, these are my sensible shoes, and they've got stilettos on.
You're talking about the bloke who used to wear a lot of clogs, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, I was thinking
that. Just normal trainers or just
walking boots.
Shoes, walking boots. Walking,
and do you need a stick or anything? Or?
No.
No, it's, I mean, not that sort of walk.
It's not too bad. I mean, if you use a stick you want to, fine, but certainly around Rugby there's nothing to warrant the expensive equipment. It's basically flat.
And a hat in this weather.
Yeah, again, keep the sun off, keep the rain off, and you're well away, yeah.
Now, your walks, you're rather clever because you take your walks and then you say a lot of them end up at a cafe or,
yes,
or a pub,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
You're ending up at a local charitable hostelry,
yes,
for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, to be fair, they was very eager to get involved from the start. And it's called Rugby Chef, spelt capital C, little H, capital E, capital F. And it was only recently that I found out that it stands for Children Eat Free.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Now, so this is an organisation where they arrange for children. I think it was in the summer holidays originally it was started, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, to provide a free meal for children. I think they still do that. And it used to be in the Methodist Chapel area, but it's now moved into the old post office in the marketplace, and it's a community cafe. They do Meals on Wheels from there, and they pay into a fund to obtain end of shelf life supermarket food, some of which is, you know, as new as it were, and some of the food they give away and some they turn into meals. We say freeze and sell for the princely sum of £1.
£1
for a meal. £1 and you can get a frozen meal.
That's not bad. So your walk goes round. You set off at 1 o'clock. An hour later, sort of ish.
Yeah.
You end up having tea and cakes.
Yes.
Cost nothing.
Cost nothing. It's.
But there must be some benefits involved. I mean, what sort of things, other than the fact that you're supporting a charity at the end there with that looks after children, what are the sort of health benefits involved in all of this? Because I mean, everybody keeps telling me I should be doing my 10,000 steps a day and all of this sort of thing, but it can be a challenge.
Yeah, it can. I mean, I've got a step counter, and sometimes I'm way over 10,000, sometimes I don't make it. But it helps to keep you fit, lowers your blood pressure, you can make new friends, people turn up and they start talking. It's a very relaxing way. Just everybody can have a stroll. Most people can stroll, so it's just a further.
And I presume, of course, it tires you out, so you'll sleep better. You're improving some of the bodily functions, things like your heart and your lungs and things like this.
Yeah, that's right. Lowers blood pressure, so makes you breathe fresh air. I mean, I know I live out in the country, so
well, you're always breathing fresh air. I guess if you're living here in Lincoln and you want somewhere for fresh air, coming just going that 10 miles out to Ragby and joining you would be a good way of having a walk and getting your fresh air.
Yeah, it would. But in Lincoln there's walks around Wisby, one of which is for visually impaired. So, you know, you can even get involved that way. That walks on a Monday.
I guess that when you talk about the impaired, the next question then asks, what happens for those that are in wheelchairs? I mean, are there walks for them? I mean, I know they're not walking, they're in a wheelchair, but their carer may well want to push them around.
Yeah, you would have to look on the website for that. But, I'm sure there is. Ragby, because we go quite a bit off-road, isn't quite as...
You're into this 4x4 walking, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get you involved again.
Oh, I know, no, once was enough for me, once was enough for me.
You could do 2 or 3 mile, David, on a Wednesday.
Yeah, right. I think I can think of other things. Now then, before we go, let's just remind people, it's a Wednesday. What time?
It's a Wednesday, 1 o'clock, starting and finishing in the marketplace. If you want more information, you can email wellbeingwalks@lincolnshire.coop. There's all the information on there, and there's also a telephone number Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5, and it's Lincoln, so that's 01522 544 632. And
Roy,
come and join us.
It is always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, David. I'd like to say the same thing.
Yes. On that note, I've got a record just for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's Willie Mason.